go through our logo and what it means. And many of you will not be able to see that, so I'm going to read it to you. But there's meaning in every part of what our logo is. And so first is, out of one, we are many. A broken tile in and of itself is fit only for the trash. Its rough edges and cracks are attributes that go against the grain of refinement and allure. Together, the thousands of other pieces, it becomes art. Much like a mosaic. Apart, we are unrefined, broken tiles. Collectively, as the church, however, we are beautiful, and this is represented in the elliptical mosaic of the logo. So the mosaic, for those who didn't know, because I didn't necessarily know, is the blue part and all the different blues, and they come together to form a beautiful circle and coming together. So facets of light. The elegance of a prism is its ability to refract white light and separate into a spectrum of colors. A diamond not only refracts the light, it also reflects and disperses the light as each beam interacts with one another. The mosaic also depicts the top of a diamond, illustrating the many facets of the church. And then as you look at this, you can see a cross in the background. And so the foot of the cross. A cross can be seen in the mosaic. The cross is where we're exposed and lay down our burdens. It is where we come to terms with our sin and where we find strength. At the foot of the cross, the only way to cast gaze of its immense size and magnitude is to look up. And so that's our logo. Our logo has deeper meaning than just a picture that people can remember, but we hope that they see it and they remember it. And they'll know the 1200 church from that. Our website. So if you saw the sign out there, you saw 1200.church, and you're like, man, there's a typo on that sign. That is ridiculous. Okay? That is our website, 1200.church. Okay? And that's a way for people to know exactly where to go to find out more information about us. And so our website right now, I would say, is just above a base level model like car. It's like a base model website right now. And we are going to continue to grow that as we get more content. We grow in our video production, but it is true. It is authentic to where we are right now. And as we grow ministries, as we have different things, there's different ways to connect, but you're going to be able to find that information here. And so one of the things I wanted to show you is the top logo up there will always bring you back to the homepage. Okay, and this is for you personally. This is to share with your friends. There's other ways to get back, but that's that. Love God, love one another, make him known. That is our mission here, is to love God, love one another, and make him known to this city and make him known to others. And so everything we do is going to flow through that mantra or that tagline. As you go down, you're going to see a calendar down here to the left. And so there we're going to have all our upcoming events. You're going to see the midweeks there that you all are invited to. If you haven't come, don't worry, okay? You'll get something out of it. Come, we're on the third class, but we have four different classes. Each one of those classes will be taught four times this year. And so you have a chance to hit every class throughout the year. I think people are having a great time. We're having intimate time, great discussions, getting deep in those times. I encourage you to come to that, invite friends to that. If you go down, you can go back to the top. On the top and bottom, you'll be able to have the navigation line. If you go to I'm New, so you don't know much about the church, or you want to invite somebody, say go and go to our I'm New site. And this will give just an overview of the church. You'll be able to see the different buildings, where to go. And we won't go through all this. You can go home and do it. But what to expect, it'll go through what to expect when you walk in. There's a calendar on there. Eventually, we're going to have sermons. We're going to start out with audio because we're trying to figure out the video component of what we're doing. Be praying for that. We're going to need money for that. We'll be doing fundraisers because it takes money to do that in an excellent way. So use the website. Okay, we built it with the purpose that you could use that to help you and be a tool for you as you tell your friends and help people know about the church you're going to. If you think of things about the website you would like to see or want to see differently or something wrong with it, you're not going to let me know. You're going to let Michael Dardis, and you're going to let Evan Lowe. Make sure we get it to the right people. And they're going to be the ones that are working hands-on with the website and be our webmasters. And so they're going to be the ones we get that to. But you can always send it to 1200church@gmail.com. All right, at this time, One of the things that we're trying to do is put on blast what we're doing here in the church. And to do that, we have recruited a very special individual who has a heart and a talent to get what we're doing here out. And she's going to ask you guys to help, but our social media director, Miss Ashley Hubert.
So a couple things. Number one is we have a Facebook page, which I've seen a lot of you have seen it, liked it, followed it. That's perfect and great. We also have a Twitter because we're going to try to reach out to the Twitter world as well. So currently, who has a smartphone? If you have a smartphone, can you please pull it out? And I will do it with you. All right, because we are trying to reach the people of Tallahassee and people who may not be from Tallahassee but are visiting and want to come out here. So if you do, can you please go on to either your Facebook or your Twitter? And for both of them, we are 1200 Church. And you can put something, whatever you'd like to put out, something fun about today or just like looking forward to service today. And we're going to do this cool thing for any picture that you take today or just anything that happens today. We're going to use a hashtag, or as some people know it, the pound symbol. You'll put pound symbol.
No way to break it down.
And we're going to say launch 1200. And launch is all in lowercase letters. So super simple, you don't have to worry about capitalizing the L and then lowercasing everything else. So today, you guys are all photographers. We have the lovely Glenda Hayden back there taking pictures. And so today, and always, you guys can be photographers as well. And using that hashtag today will help us to find the pictures, to put them on Facebook, put them on Twitter, and put them on the website. So a couple of things just about.
I was going to say this. Aretha Hill, whoever you are, you're the first one. Great job. Good job. Yeah. Already got it.
My phone.
Steve Bowen, number two.
My phone has been buzzing. So. Yes, so my. See, we have a whole bunch of stuff on there.
In a minute.
And so that's where you can find all of our different events. I'll be posting, like, reminders for midweeks. And then if anyone has events that you would like to open up to the public, let me know, and I can do that as well, put it on. I'm typically found back there or just kind of randomly walking around, but just pull me aside and be like, hey, I have this, I want to do this, and I can put it on for you guys. Picture, okay. So now we're going to get really close, like we love each other, like one big happy family. And so if everyone can come to the middle, we're going to take a quick picture. You can do whatever you want. You can smile, you can make a silly face. But we're just going to take a picture so that way we can go ahead and get today's launch started.
Yeah, go ahead and stand up. Hey, and if you don't know the person, you can ask their name and actually give them a hug. It's okay. You guys want to get in the picture? Come on up.
I hope that all worked.
That was great. And they're already getting stuff up there. I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah, my phone was like buzz.
They're already been. You need a chair? You can.
Because then it'll show the blues of the chairs, but we don't want.
There's lots of empty spaces over here if you guys want to keep squishing together. Sorry, I know personal space, but.
Get in here. right, clap it up. Good job. You can have a seat.
So today, after service, as many of you guys know, we are having family fun time. So while we're out there launching and just having fun and enjoying each other, take pictures. And when you take the picture, don't forget to do hashtag pound symbol launch 1200. Launch all lowercase 1200 1200. So. So that way we can have all the pictures and see all the fun. Question? Question.
Is that lunch?
Yes, family fun. Yes, and Ariel's going to talk to you more about that. Not me. Launch. Launch. Yes. 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 No. If.
Password for what?
Wi-Fi.
No password.
No password.
Password for what? The Wi-Fi or for what some? What's the password? 1200 Jesus or Jesus 1200?
Jesus 1200, capital J.
Capital J, Jesus 1200. Good question. That's a good question. The Wi-Fi for the church is Jesus 1200 with a capital J. All right. Give Ashley a hand. Good job. All right, at the end of service, I'm going to talk more. I'll come back up, and I'm going to talk about what's happening afterwards. And I'm going to save it till then so that you're not thinking about that, because some cool stuff during the service. So right now, Ariel Prieto is going to talk about the envelopes that are in the back of the seat.
We got to raise this a little bit for the tall people. Well, if like JP said, if you look at the back of your seats in a little pocket, you'll see a brand new contribution envelope. For giving, and it's pretty self-explanatory. It has our logo. There's three different ways you can give. You can give with a check. If you're going to give with a check, you don't have to put it in the envelope. You could just put it in the basket. We also have online giving, and we also have giving through your phone, through texting. And you just text 1200 Church to 73256, enter the amount, and you're pretty much good to go, or you can go to the website if you feel more comfortable giving there. And that's 1200.church/giving. It's pretty simple. Hopefully today you are inspired, you know, to use them. Oh, I guess I'm done.
Pray.
Sorry, let's pray for contribution. You know, it happens. Incredible Father, thank you so much for today. For allowing us to have this launch party, to be able to get together as members, as friends, brothers and sisters, as the city of Tallahassee, to get together and come and worship you. God, we pray that you will touch our hearts, inspire us today. We pray that we're giving. We pray that we freely give to the needs of the church, just to be able to take care of the things that we need to take care of with the building and to help out others here at the church and anyone who has a need. Father, we pray that you will bless the monies that are given. We pray that we are generous with our giving and that it brings you glory. And it's in your son's name that we pray. Amen.
The splendor of
please be seated.
Oh, we are celebrating this morning. It is a celebration. We are celebrating as a church. We're celebrating as a family. We're celebrating our individual journeys. And I bet you this, there's some of you in this audience that on a Sunday morning has never taken a selfie in a church before. I bet it's your first time. You tell your children, tell your grandchildren. You did it at the 1200. My name is Anthony Battle. They call me AB for short, my nickname. I'm married to a lovely woman, Carlin Battle, and we have two kids, Sean and Trudy Battle, and we are full-time in the ministry here at the 1200 Church. We want to welcome you this morning to our great family. We are truly celebrating life and celebrating the life in this church today. We are a part of a story. We're going to tell a story for the next few minutes. If you're here for the first time, you are a part of the story. If you have been here in the past 40 years, and you've been all throughout our church, you helped write this story. This week, I received information from many of you about our story. Many of you who were here 40 years ago, 30 years ago, began coming here 20 months ago. And it's amazing. I learned so much about our church family just by talking to different people and hearing their story. Our story comes from the traditional churches of Christ. This is where who we originated from. And years ago, many children from the churches of Christ, after graduating from high school, would go to these universities or these colleges that are Church of Christ colleges. Pepperdine, David Lipson, Abilene, to name a few. And there was a campus ministry in Gainesville, Florida, that was extremely unique. It was unique in many ways. They started reaching out to not only college kids that were from the Church of Christ, but they started reaching out to every college student on campus. They were very excited and very welcoming and did not discriminate. They invited everybody, black, white, Asian, rich, poor, blind, handicapped, athlete, you name it. If you were a person, you were invited. And that ministry grew to about 400 at its peak and saw many, many young men and women that were excited for God. This was in the 70s, and you know, the Jesus movement. And it was amazing the growth and the excitement that existed in that campus ministry. Now, many of you, first slide, many of you are beginning, if you notice here, this is called the Call Street Church of Christ. And the Churches of Christ would name their churches after streets back in those days. And so the Call Street Church was one of the first campus ministries that really went out of Gainesville, this campus ministry in Gainesville called Crossroads. And we had several that really began this campus ministry in Call Street. And students would come, and Call Street was a traditional church, and they came in and they were a part of that church. And it was amazing the influence and the zeal and the desire to please God. And they had a lot of activity in that church. They would have, you know, you think we do a lot back in the day. I mean, Sunday morning service, Sunday evening service, you know, campus lunches. You had Friday night devotionals, brothers football on Saturday, date nights. I mean, it was so much. Wednesday nights, Bible studies, so much activity going on. People loved and adored God. There was a challenge in this church because the old wineskins met the new wine. And you had the young students that wanted to save the world and go out and share the gospel. And you had the older members who just wanted to chill a little bit. And so it could have been a great marriage, but there was a divide. And several of the zealous younger members began a church on Thomasville Road, 901 Thomasville Road. And many of you know this building. And this is where my journey began in 1985. I was a young college student, freshman in college, playing baseball at Florida A&M, and I was raised in Tallahassee. I used to go maybe twice a year to Bethel AME when I went to church. I was not very religious at all. And on the baseball team, I met a young man, Greg Perkins. Many of you know the story. Many of you don't. And I saw this young man as my teammate, but he was more than that. He was so different than the rest of us. He stood out. He was the first person that I ever saw that really lived out the scriptures and had this joy about him and this conviction and this humility. And I just asked many, many questions, being a psychology major. Went to that building on a Wednesday night, came in, and I saw whites, blacks, older, younger, and I couldn't believe the diversity. And my motive of coming to that building for the first night on a Wednesday night wasn't God. Do you know what that motive was? Girls, how dare you? Heather, what kind of guy do you think I was? I was a guy. I asked Greg, where are the smart, spiritual women? And no, first I said, do you have girls in your church? And I said, well, okay, that's great. Can I come? And in his mind, he was like, they're not going to like your heathen behind. But I was zealous. And when I walked through the door, there was this joy, and there was hugging. Growing up, we didn't hug in my family. There was a genuine love and a purity that I had never seen before. There were like 70 college students that loved God from FSU, FAMU, TCC. I could not believe the atmosphere of this church. And so it hit me a little bit. I said, this is where I want to be. This is the person I want to become. And shortly after, I became a Christian. And the rest, as they say, is history. But here, when they left Call Street and came here, they're about 70 members. And they were young and in need of elders. But they were young and evangelistic, dreamers. Many of you got married in this building. There was a purity. There was for a college student, we dated the sisters, but it was friendship. It wasn't about immorality and impurity. And see, growing up in Tallahassee, as an African-American teenager, I didn't even think about dating someone who wasn't black. But see, in this church, in this family, they were my sisters. It didn't matter the color. And we learned from each other about culture and just background. And it was amazing, amazing time in my life. In this church in 901, there was a sense that the harvest was plentiful. We were dreamers. We wanted to win the city. We wanted to win the state. We wanted to win the world. But also with that came accountability and, unfortunately, legalism. And a zeal to go out, but maybe not the wisdom on how to do it. And so we learned a lot in this church. There was a great benevolent spirit. So many mission contributions were taken up in that church. Special contribution. There was stability. People who loved God and they weren't going anywhere. We weathered many storms, the highs and the lows of life together in that building. And then many years there, we moved to the Seventh-day Adventist Church. We rented out that. You remember that? I was not there at the time, but I believe it was about a little over a year that we had a little pit stop there, and we were without a building, no place to go, but it was a temporary stop. And there were, I'm sure, many, many great memories in that building. Then after that building, we got a tip on a building in 2002, Williams Road. And we're called the Capital City Church then. And many of the women loved the parking lot. The gravel pit, many a hill got stuck in some gravel there. but you know, it was an amazing time there. I guess a little over 10 years we spent Capital City here in 2002 Williams Road. It was a time we saw many of our brothers and sisters finish the race. Many memorial services were in, celebrations were in that building. It was a time where we appointed elders, Gene and Kevin. A great victory for our church. So many years not having elders and really weathering the storms of so many leaders coming in and out. Appointed elders there. There was a time where we had spent being inward focused. And we're learning to be outward focused. There was a healing of a lot of the legalism that took place in the earlier years. And we fought for that. And then in 2016, Carlin and I went on sabbatical for 2 months. We got out of the way. And our members, our core, through faith, discovered this building, this campus. And we began during our sabbatical this process of purchasing this building. And it took faith. It was more than what we could imagine. It was more than what we asked for. And we did ask for some place to be centrally located, a place where we could not only be in the center of the community, we could embrace the community. We can love the community. We can invite the community to us, and we could be a part of the community. We, as JP talked about, we brought in the millennials, some of our younger brothers and sisters, and got perspective on a name change, the coloring, just our fonts, you know, our logo, you name it. We brought people in, and we made a great, great, faithful, unified decision. It took faith. And brothers and sisters, everyone in this church is needed. Everyone is somebody. Everybody's somebody in the body. And we need every single person to be a God-fearing Christian, serving the community, serving one another. This is where we are today. If this church were a movie, I would give it a G rating. Not because we're good, because we're not always good. Not because we're godly, because we ain't always godly. But a G rating because, number one, we have a wonderful goal. We have an amazing goal. We begin with the end in mind, and what is that end? In Romans 8, for those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be firstborn among many brothers and sisters. Our goal, this image, this likeness, this mirror-like representation, a very close resemblance to Jesus. Our goal collectively, as the body of Christ, individually, as a part of that body, is to be like our Savior Jesus. That's the goal. Now, do we fall short of that goal? Absolutely. But you know, what I love about this congregation is that we keep getting back up. And we never forget the goal. We get up and we start following again. And it reminds me of Paul in Philippians 1:6 when he says, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. You know, Jesus is our goal. We're rated G. We're rated G because we have guts. And this is a tough congregation. We got some tough folk in this congregation. I mean, you knock them down, they come right back up. James 1 says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If you're visiting for the first time, I'd love for you to just go around the congregation and just ask people about their story. Ask people about their journey. And you will see and hear of people that are faithful, they're perseverant, they persevere, they've gone through trials, but they've matured through them. Because you can go to a trial and go right back. We have brothers and sisters in this church that go through a trial. And as a result, there's maturity. You know, we have guts to endure multiple leadership. And that's not easy. When you have leaders come and go, we've been here 10 years, the longest, really, tenure of ministers in this church. And I don't know if it's because you love me or you don't like me. I don't know what it is. But hey. But prior to that, many leaders coming and going. Very tough to persevere through that, but you did. You know, we have guts because we change when we see in the Word that we need to change. We humble ourselves when we're wrong, and we attempt to not let legalism set into our hearts and our congregation. You know, we have guts to take the gospel to everyone, black, white, rich, poor, same-sex attracted, weak, strong, popular, unpopular, those who are immoral. We have the guts to expel them in love so that they will come back repentant. You know, it takes guts to do that. It takes guts to read and follow the discipline in the Bible. We have guts to reach out to those that are in prison, those that are poor and homeless. It takes guts. You know, it takes guts to raise money for benevolence and missions. Can I tell you that we have a benevolent church that loves to give? Just in the last 23 years, now we've been in existence over 40, just in the last 23 years, we have given to others in need all over the world in disaster relief clinics through our Hope Worldwide, Helping Other People Everywhere corporation. We've given $518,000 to those that are in need. For our benevolence, for our members in this church and our friends that we have here, over the years we've collected $229,000 to meet the various needs. Very benevolent congregation. And now for our missions, you know, the Bible says go out in the whole world and preach the gospel. We've collected for our missions over $2,053,941. $2,053,941. Now, who's asking me to say that again? Bill is an accountant, so he's going to check my numbers. Then we realize that we've been blessed in the States. And we have brothers and sisters all over the world. And we give to a Florida Missions Council that gives money throughout South and Central America to be able to help our brothers and sisters in need. But all of our churches domestically are going out in the world, in Africa and Asia, everywhere to help those that are in need. We have a friendship and a partnership with Santa Cruz, Bolivia. And Christian and Patty are here. Please stand up. Christian and Patty Escobar, they lead the church in Santa Cruz. Thank you. Thank you for coming. They had a great time in Miami, and they had a whole missions time there. And it's great to be able to learn about different cultures, but use the blessings that we have in this country to help others. We're a benevolent church, but it takes guts. It takes faith to be able to give and to be benevolent. This doesn't include money in terms of what we give as a church. It does include money, but it takes guts and faith to be able to sacrifice in ways that many of us have over the years. You see, we're G-rated. We have the guts. Lastly, we're guided. We're guided for the most part not by our emotions, not by our intellect or our personalities or education, but by the Word of God. We're guided by the Holy Spirit, trying to keep in step with Him. We're guided by godly leaders, those who preach, teach, shepherd, and serve. They're not guided by ego. They're not guided by pride. And even in my life, in Carlin's life, we have brothers and sisters around us that make sure we stay humble and will tell us about ourselves when we get out of ourselves. And have honest, deep relationships. You know, today is a day of celebration. We celebrate our goal, our desire to be focused like Jesus, to walk in his steps. We celebrate the guts to walk in those steps. And we celebrate the humility to be guided in this endeavor. We have a blessing, a blessed church, a blessed group, a blessed family. We celebrate today our story. And a story that could not have taken place without Jesus' goal. And that was to reunify man to God. It would not have taken place without Jesus' guts to come down on this earth, to be humiliated, to be spat on and flogged and crucified for us. It wouldn't have taken place without Jesus being guided by the presence of God in his life, guided by love. You see, we're here because of Jesus. And we come together and commune together. We take the Lord's Supper together because we realize that we're G-rated. And we realize that we want to be this not only for each other but for this community. So as we take the Lord's Supper this morning, let us think about how God has brought us such a distance to take us to where we need to go. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for this time that we can commune together, that we can remember your son Jesus. We can remember his body that was beaten and crucified, but also lived, and how he shows us an example to live and how to heal, how to love you, how to love others. Father, we remember that right now. We remember the blood that was shed on the cross, the blood that we all share, the blood that was sacrificed, the blood that cleanses us. We thank you for that. Father, we thank you for this journey. We thank you for the future. We pray that, Father, we this week can glorify you in the way that we live, the way that we serve, and the way that we love. And we pray that we can be just like Jesus in doing so. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Struck me in a deep way was the diversity and the love and the desire to understand people that were not like you, to get to know their history, their identity, their background. And I'm very, very excited that in February, the month of February, we will have a series that will run 4 weeks, and it's entitled Pathways. Pathways. And we're going to have the first pathway service, and title will be Pathway to Truth. And this will be kicking off Black History Month, because Black History Month is in February. But what I love about our congregation is that it's our history. It's everyone's history. And we had a tough year in 2016. We talked about diversity and the need to understand one another, to understand each other's backgrounds and histories. And we have a special speaker that will share with me on that Sunday. His name is Davis Houck. And do you have a picture? He's my golf buddy. We met on the driving range. And he's actually here and live in person. Davis, could you please stand? There you go. Davis Houck. Davis is a Florida State University professor. He received his doctorate in speech communications at Penn State. His single-authored books are FDR and Fear Itself, the first inaugural address, Rhetoric as Currency, Hoover, Roosevelt, and the Great Depression. He co-authored Emmett Till and the Mississippi Press. He co-authored FDR's Body Politics. The Rhetoric of Disability. He co-authored A Shining City on a Hill, Ronald Reagan's Economics. He's done a lot, written many articles. And what I love about Davis is that he understands the power of communication, obviously. Obviously. But the pathway to truth, we will share, and he will share, the history of how communication was improperly used when it came to the Bible. and how many people misuse the Bible for their gain, how they use it as a weapon. And so it will help us to understand how we really need to respect the word, read it in context, and use it accurately. And so I really, really think you will enjoy Davis and what he has to share, what he has to bring to the table. He enjoys and loves civil rights, and is just really, really phenomenal. And I look forward to doing the Crockett and Tubbs thing on next Sunday. So those of you who are too young to know Miami Vice, but never mind. So for JP's going to come up, and where's JP? Yeah. Okay, Ariel's going to come up, have a closing announcement, and then we'll stand up, have a song, and then we can eat and do bounce houses and celebrate who we are. Amen.
Up my announcement, so it's just to kind of show you where we're going to be at. We're here. The bouncy houses and the food trucks are in this direction, across the street. And the delicious cake is in this building. As you walk out of this building to the left, you'll see youth in front of the building. That's where the cake is at. I'm sure most people will gravitate here first. We'll close out with a song, and then we're dismissed.
Amen. Lest you